This is episode 17 on intermittent fasting, which is my favorite, which I have practiced for so long, and I love it, and I don't think I'm ever going to quit, which is actually a form of ketogenic diet without being a diet, and it's just like a lifestyle. And I find it so interesting because there's a trend of people doing keto, which I find crazy, especially because of what they eat. Then it's going to be my opinion, of course, my science, my common sense that's not necessarily common, and just my take on this. Okay? Are you ready? Let's dive in. Seriously, guys, sometimes I don't know where to start because there's so much information out there. There's so many ideas that I have to share with you that I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you the most important things that you must know about fasting and why it may be your solution to not only losing weight, but also feeling great, lowering your blood pressure if that's a problem for you, having your sugar levels stable, so minimizing any risk of diabetes, of heart disease, and cancers. So wow, I think it's the best thing you can do. And yes, though lots of the studies have been done on rats, unfortunately for them, and you know I love all animals and I advocate for them. Fortunately, there's more studies being done on humans. And men, for instance, have had incredible results as well as women. And I can read off, let's say, some of the newsletters that I have here on my open tabs, you know. By the way, I'm not really an ADHD person. I've done some tests, but I do like to move around a lot, like I always tell you at the end of each episode. But my brain is actually quite focused and hyper-focused when I love a subject like this. I love doing my podcast, making my new podcast on YouTube as well as this one, and I'm super excited about, like I said, diving in. It's like you can go to a rabbit hole in anything you do research on, you know? Like some of the theories that other people talk about, you can do some investigations and realize that it may be just some evidence here and there. And so you can think, what is actually proven? And this is like food for thought, okay? In other words, everything you're gonna see, whether it's in books, blogs, social media, influencers, is just gonna impress you because they have a million followers perhaps, and I get it. We all like lots of followers, yet please always think for yourself. Please always try something on and also like analyze. It's like keto, seriously? What, 75% fat? And then what, 5% carbs? And 20% protein? And what about lentils? What about good fruits? What about fiber? And so when you start actually analyzing what you are ingesting, you might even think, hey, maybe this is not really so healthy. It may be beneficial for some people short term, but all the long-term studies on longevity and all those blue zones indicate that it's all about carbs. The good carbs, of course, okay? And I will do an episode on that. Today I'm going to focus on this fasting that I'm recommending, mostly 16-8, although there's many ways of fasting. You can just not eat for one day and then you eat the next day, or you know, today's a week, you decide to just eat one meal or two meals instead of three, no snacks, of course. And this has many benefits, as I mentioned, including avoiding neurodegenerative diseases, okay? So if you're like me, you don't want to have Parkinson's and you don't want to have Alzheimer's and you don't want to have any kind of dementia, we need all the microbiota nutrition that I will tell you about. And yes, you could find evidence for it. Most probably you can find much more evidence for the benefits of what I recommend rather than what they're telling you to eat, which makes no sense to me actually, nor science, to be honest. And we could go through the history of all those books and people, and I don't even want to mention the names, but you must know, because this is not new at all. It's like, you know, one thing is to try to simulate fasting because it's good for us to just stop eating and not eat for so long. What happened? Rika, my baby. Oh, okay, I'll go there. She wants some attention. Okay, excuse me, guys. I'm going to keep on ranting a little bit about theories, okay? Always remember, it's a theory. What they're teaching you and telling you, whether it's super seriously or in a very, I would say, aggressive way, you know, you got to eat this, you got to eat that. It's like, this food is no good. And I just don't think that's healthy for anyone. Directly from Health Harvard Education, anyone who's tried different weight loss diets is probably familiar with their pitfalls. Like, low-calorie diets often leave you tired, hungry, and cranky. Low-carb or keto diets can cause cravings and constipation. Low-fat diets are also tough to follow, and contrary to popular belief, they do not seem to prevent cardiovascular disease. Another diet trend, intermittent fasting, or IF, which is what we're talking about here, takes a different approach. Rather than limiting what you eat, this diet limits when you eat. You see? For some people, that change may be easier to manage, says Dr. Eric Rim, professor of epidemiology and nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Short-term studies suggest that people stick to intermittent fasting diets as well or better than they do to other diets. And according to a 2019 review article in the journal Nutrients, intermittent fasting promotes weight loss and may reduce risk factors linked to heart disease, including diabetes, high blood pressure, unhealthy blood lipid levels, and inflammation. And this is just one of the many things that I'm going to read for you, ideas, of course, and you can always choose what you want to do. Okay, guys, remember, it's what works. This. Why might changing timing help? Why does simply changing the timing of our meals to allow for fasting make a difference in our body? An in-depth review of the science of IF, or intermittent fasting, recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine, shed some light. Fasting is evolutionarily embedded within our physiology, triggering several essential cellular functions. Flipping the switch from a fed to fasting state does more than help us burn calories and lose weight. The researchers combed through dozens of animal and human studies to explain how simple fasting improves metabolism, lowers blood sugar levels, lessens inflammation, which improves a range of health issues from arthritic pain to asthma, and even helps out clear toxins and damaged cells, which lowers risk for cancer and enhances brain function. Wow, that's also from Harvard. There's so much information that you can do research and have fun like I do. But I know by the end of this podcast episode, you'll have many of the benefits and you will decide what you want to try, how you want to try it, and if it works for you. You can consult with a nutritionist, with a doctor who knows nutrition, hopefully. And of course, I offer my services in consults and coaching to help you decide what protocol actually works for you. Because, for instance, I do at least 16 hours without eating, and that includes the times that I'm sleeping. So it's quite easy for me to just do 16-8 intermittent fasting. When I say it real quickly, it's harder. It's like intermittent or IF. In any case, I just have fun fasting. And for me, it's a no-brainer. You know what I mean? It's like I'm doing ketogenic, even though I do not follow the ketogenic diet, not even a vegan ketogenic, which is also possible. And I used to teach all the pyramids from Mayo Clinic, from Harvard, and John Hopkins, and all these pyramids from Berkeley Wellness Letter that emphasized lots of carbs. And yes, we can always think and, you know, try it on. It's like, would carbs help me? And I'm not talking about processed junk, okay? You know what I mean. It's like, are you going to go from 60 to 85% carbs to 5%? I think there's a middle ground there, don't you? And of course, there's other plans like 40, 30, 30. It's like, okay, 30% fats, 30% proteins, 40% carbs that could work for you, or 40% fats. There's so many ways that you can eat. And I'd say, hey, try what works. Again, it's something very exclusive to you, very personalized. I think that everybody who tries some kind of fasting will benefit, because we're used to eating too much all the time. I used to recommend that people eat not only breakfast, lunch, dinner, but also snacks in between, because I was just following the guidelines from all these amazing universities. But unfortunately, that doesn't work anymore, because we've seen that the less we eat, it's actually better for us. I'm not saying don't eat, but let's say you have an 8-hour window in the 16-8 protocol. You can eat all you want, basically. And would you choose to just eat candies and sugar, flour, cakes and cookies and potato chips and, you know, all the really bad fats, trans fats? Would you? Maybe you would, but I would recommend that in those 8 hours, we enhance our nutrition. We eat something really, really nutritionally dense. For instance, if I'm doing some ketogenic vegan, because I've been a vegan for 12 years, as you may know, all plant powered, and that's what I actually recommend. And you don't have to be vegan to be listening to me. You can do this once a week as your Monday motivation, as your meatless Monday, or a Thursday, or a, I don't know which day you prefer, to just try all plant-based. It just really works. It's amazing. And so when I eat lots of nuts and seeds and coconut, and I eat very few grains, even though all my grains practically are whole grains. I'm talking about whole oatmeal, whole wheat if I wanted to, mostly brown rice, which is one of the best grains that you can have, and super high in fiber. And that's what I'm always going to recommend, high fiber. So the prebiotics are not just, you know, some specific ones in bananas and garlic and onions. And I forget right now which ones that are usually recommended. Fiber is everywhere. And my theory is that it's not just those fibers that are good, but all fibers, soluble, insoluble, mostly they're fermentable by bacteria. And so that's when I come in to combine microbiota and nutrition. So even if you want to follow any keto diet for a specific time, I mean, I'd say, hey, do it under some supervision, because I don't think that's very healthy at all. You know, like I read to you, scientists are telling us, and I, as a scientist, I'm also telling you, it's not really healthy in the long run, okay? So choose wisely, and when we work together, we'll find a protocol that works for you. Maybe you won't do 16-8, but maybe, perhaps, you can do, let's say, 14-10. So that's good. That's like a longer time in which you'll be making the switch from just using the glucose to using your fat stores. That's where the thing is. And I want to read you like a summary of all the incredible benefits, including one of the ones that I'm fascinated the most with, is rejuvenation, regeneration. It's like we can actually get rid of the cells that are no longer serving us and make new cells in our bodies. Isn't that fascinating? I think it is. Very exciting. Intermittent fasting can help weight loss. IF makes intuitive sense. This is from Harvard as well. The food we eat is broken down by enzymes in our gut and eventually ends up as molecules in our bloodstream. Carbohydrates, particularly sugars and refined grains, think white flours and rice, are quickly broken down into sugar, which our cells use for energy. If our cells don't use it at all, we store it in our fat cells as well, fat. But sugar can only enter our cells with insulin, a hormone made in the pancreas. Insulin brings sugar into the fat cells and keeps it there. Between meals, as long as we don't snack, Our insulin levels will go down, and our fat cells can then release their stored sugar to be used as energy. We lose weight if we let our insulin levels go down. Make sense? The entire idea of IF is to allow the insulin levels to go down far enough and for long enough that we burn off our fat. Okay, so that is a really quick summary of how this works. Note the following is that the sugars and refined grains don't have to be that way. I'm always advocating for fiber because if we eat the grains that are not refined, it's a whole different process, okay? And the digestion, the absorption is much slower and the physiology is somehow different. So we can't necessarily compare it. And I wonder why they use this example and not maybe something like, hey, when we eat beans, of course, I'm just kidding. I'll tell you what I know is that it's similar to that, but it's just longer processing. Okay, it takes longer. It's what we call delayed, just like delayed onset muscle soreness when it hurts the next day after training. Okay, in this case, it's after we eat, let's say, beans that, you know, it just takes longer in our digestion process in order for those carbs or, you know, for carbohydrates to actually be absorbed as glucose, okay? And the fiber makes it much slower, and so we don't have those spikes in blood sugar because the insulin is not going up and down like crazy, okay? So that's why I always recommend, even for pre-diabetics, that, and to avoid diabetes, and I would say type 1 or type 2, it doesn't matter. It's just like you don't have to avoid carbs, just avoid the refined ones and the processed ones, which do no good to anyone in particular. Okay, now this is what I want to read to you from Healthline, which is evidence-based. Number one, changes in the function of hormones, cells, and genes, okay? Some of the changes that may happen in your body as a result of intermittent fasting. Insulin level, you know, your blood level of insulin drops significantly, which promotes the fat burning. We already talked about that. Human growth hormone level may increase dramatically. This is very interesting for those of us who like to train and get muscle. Okay, so higher levels of this hormone promote fat burning and muscle gain and have numerous other benefits. Cellular repair. Your body starts important cellular repair processes such as removing waste material from cells. Gene expression. Beneficial changes occur in several genes and molecules related to longevity and protection against disease. By the way, medically reviewed by Kim Chin Nutrition. By Chris Gunners, okay? And this was updated on October 31st, very recently, okay? That is so interesting, isn't it? Number two, can help you lose weight? Okay, I already told you that. Now, the good thing about this article is that it comes with a lot of links that you can, you know, go do research on if you're interested because, you know, the lower insulin may be something that may interest you, as well as increased levels of norepinephrine, all increase the breakdown of body fat and make it easier for your body to use fat for energy. Okay, so basically you have an improved metabolism. And listen to this, in a 2022 study involving 131 people with obesity, researchers found that those who participated in 12 weeks of intermittent fasting lost an average of 9% of their body weight, more than those who engaged in other weight loss methods. That's interesting, right? And that was a 5-2 intermittent fasting plan. So they ate normally for 5 days and restricted their calories for 2 days, which is very different from what I'm doing. And I'm not doing it to lose weight, by the way. I'm doing it as rejuvenation and something that probably I won't read because I haven't found it in any of the research that I did. I find it way easier to have food prep in just one meal or two meals a day in which they're all in that window. It's like batching your food. Think about it. It's like you don't have to be cooking and cleaning 3 times a day. You can do that just once if the whole family adheres to your adheres, or yeah, you know what I mean, adhesion. It's like we're talking about plants to eat healthier that you can actually stick to. That's the idea. Also, how about a lifestyle that you can stick to where you don't have to do so much work preparing food? That is something that I love to do, but the more I do intermittent fasting, the more I realize it's more practical for those of us who want to make more time to exercise, for instance, or to play, or to be with our families and whomever we love and all that. Okay, 2020 review of 27 studies noted that participants doing intermittent fasting lost 0.8 to 13% of their baseline body weight. Okay, now when it comes to the 16-8 method, okay, that was a 2020 trial. Let's see. Okay, the people who fasted didn't lose significantly more weight than those who ate three meals per day. But listen to this. I'm sorry. I said listen like three times already. I'm excited. Can you tell? But after testing a subset of the participants in person, the researchers found that those who fasted had lost a significant amount of lean mass, including lean muscle. What? More studies are needed to investigate the effect of fasting on muscle loss. But all things considered, intermittent fasting has the potential to be an incredibly powerful weight loss tool. I could have avoided this, but I already recorded it, and I'm going to leave it, not edit it out. So if you're afraid of losing muscle, and I am too, maybe fasting is not for you. Huh. That's curious, because I had seen this someplace else, but then I saw something that contradicted this. So this study may not be very reliable. And it doesn't make sense to me if you're increasing human growth hormone that actually helps you have more muscle mass. Why would you lose muscle mass unless you stop training, unless you're not exercising? My opinion. What do you think? Let me know. DM me. I'm on Monica Sancio at Monica, right, on Instagram, for instance. And I invite you to a class. So it's a master class to get your best body from the inside out. Just like this podcast is all about getting your best body. Yes, with microbiota nutrition, movement that is fit for you, and mindset for discipline and success. And the benefits continue. Yes, IF, intermittent fasting, can reduce insulin resistance, lowering your risk for type 2 diabetes. Can reduce oxidative stress and inflammation in your body. Love it, because oxidative stress is one of the factors that can contribute to aging and many chronic diseases. So the less inflammation, guess what? The more rejuvenation. Yes, many studies about that. I love it. Maybe beneficial for heart health? Yes, because it helps with the blood sugar levels, blood pressure, blood triglycerides, the cholesterol, the inflammatory markers, and all that. Induces various cellular repair processes. This is my favorite part. When you fast, the cells in your body start a cellular waste removal process called autophagy. Did I say it right? Autophagy? Autofagia in Spanish. Autophagy? Okay, excuse me. I didn't look for the pronunciation, but you know what I mean. It's when fudgy is about eating, okay? So it's like it eats itself. We eat our own cells that are no longer good. In this process, the cells break down and metabolize broken and dysfunctional proteins that build up inside them over time. Increased autophagy may provide protection against several diseases, including cancer and neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease. Wow. May help prevent cancer. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. So, you know, the evidence, this and that, you can look it up. Has benefits for your brain, one of my favorite parts, because it reduces the inflammation, the oxidative stress, The blood sugar levels are controlled. Insulin resistance is lowered to a minimum. So it makes sense. Okay? This is interesting what I'm finding here. It also increases levels of a brain hormone called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. Guess what? A deficiency of this may be involved in depression and other brain conditions. But let's keep in mind that the more fiber you eat, which is part of my big theory, is always conducive to your better mood, because 90 to 95% of our serotonin, you know how all the antidepressants are precisely to get that serotonin back in your brain? Okay, that serotonin, that is that feel-good chemical, that hormone, that neurotransmitter, okay? We're gonna multiply it thanks to our good bacteria. So more fiber, you guys. That's when I always say, no matter what you decide to eat, okay? Obviously, it's gonna be your choice. It's your decision, whatever you eat, drink, whenever you do it as well. But I'm here to suggest that you can do intermittent fasting and also eat lots of fiber. Find a way to do that. And we can find it together, of course. Okay, when it comes to Alzheimer's, I kind of laugh, but it's very, very sad. So many people that I've loved have just like gone. It's like they've got lost. They lost their faculties. And I don't think that's necessary. Most of it, we can prevent it. Okay? The authors of a 2023 review concluded that intermittent fasting may help delay the onset of Alzheimer's or reduce its severity. I think that's very conservative. My opinion is that we could actually eliminate the risk of ever getting it. It's like we can just avoid it completely. I know, I'm very optimistic. And I do believe in this kind of eating, but also I believe in everything else that I recommend, like eating more of the herbs that I have, by the way, and also herbs that I'm using even for the food of my doggies. Guess what? One of the great herbs is, ta-da, turmeric, yay! And may help you live longer. So, wow. About 13% lifespan increase has been found in mice. So we can look at humans, and you know, there's many groups of people, according to Healthline, that actually consider that we are increasing our lifespan by doing this kind of fasting. So even though not everything is proven, that's the thing. What is the proof? The proof is in the pudding, my friend. You try it. How you feel is, I consider, a definitive factor in deciding if you're going to keep doing it, yes or no. I'm going to keep doing it. Like I said, for me, it's practical. It makes me feel good. It's natural. I don't go hungry, by the way. You don't have to go hungry. You just do it slowly, progressively, and gradually you start having more and more time in which you're not even hungry. You're not going to eat. And why eat if you're not hungry, by the way? When we do that, it's usually emotional eating or buffering. And, you know, it's very interesting because everything is related. Microbiota and nutrition as well as mindset, because it's all about disciplining ourselves to eat and drink what is good for us. So if we start just doing what is good for us, we've come a long way. And most of you guys already know what's good for you. You don't need me to tell you. I'm like, you know, scanning through some information and telling you some of the things that I consider are really, really important for us. And you can find people that are also very sensible and I would say make sense to me. For instance, Jude Sharman Dragon is a corporate wellness dietitian, nutritionist, and author of 12 Fixes for a Healthy and Wellness. Oh, 12 Fixes to Healthy. Anyway, on her blog, it's a wellness plan for life. I love what she says here because the article is like keto versus intermittent fasting, which is best. The winner, please. Ta-da-da. The ketosis diet and an overnight fasting plan in sync with your circadian rhythms. For instance, I'm a night person still, so I usually do my 16-8 very differently from what you would do it if you're a morning person, okay? So very, very good phrase to include here. It depends on your circadian rhythm. Are both effective weight loss methods, okay? Which would you ultimately choose for lasting weight loss and better health? I guess that's a question they asked her on some debate. And this is the answer. Flexibility. In fact, avoiding food for 12 hours overnight most of the time throughout your life is doable and helpful for your future weight, sleep, and health. By the way, those crazy diets that I consider crazy, okay, that eat all that fat are not really good for your sleep, okay? And I'm telling you, not because I say so, it's because I've done research on that. It's not good for our sleep. And if it's not good for our sleep, it's not good for our microbes, those 100 trillion amazing microorganisms that we have, you know, mainly bacteria. We want to keep them nicely, not only fed, but also slept. You got to sleep. Okay, so this is what she says. It's doable to do the fasting, right? Ketogenic diets, on the other hand, are short-term at best and encourage an all-or-nothing dieting mentality that promotes up-and-down weight loss and possibly greater body fat stores in the long run. I agree. Intermittent fasting offers an opportunity to eat a balanced, unprocessed diet, making overnight IF even easier to adhere to by allowing you to feel satisfied and avoid food cravings. Okay? So, sadly, many of the healthier whole foods are limited or banned on a ketosis plan. I could talk about this for hours, and what we can do is have another episode on more of this. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I would love to talk about exercise and motivation, but when it comes to nutrition, I really want to do a follow-up episode because there's so much more to this than what I've already said. For instance, the fact that not only do we make a switch to ketosis when we stop eating and stop snacking and just, you know, let our bodies rest and, you know, our bodies are not going to be digesting and doing all this elimination. I mean, yes, elimination, but not digesting all the time. It's like, you know, to have your body actually, this is my theory, part of my theory. It's like, you know, let's let our body's energy be used for regeneration and rejuvenation and not just processing food. Okay? You know what I mean? Okay, that's what I mean. So much more that I'd love to talk to you about intermittent fasting and just eating what's really healthy for you. May boost longevity, hear from Very Well Fit. Their research is very new and ongoing, but IF could offer some benefits to longevity. One study found that IF lasting from 12 to 48 hours and repeated every 1 to 7 days, and PF, periodic fasting, lasting 2 to 7 days and repeated once per month or less, have the potential to prevent and treat disease. More research is necessary, as usual, right? And this is the best thing, since I'm going to leave the part instead of editing it out. It's like, may reduce muscle loss. A 2011 review study found that 90% of the weight lost through intermittent fasting was fat rather than muscle, compared with only 75% in daily calorie restriction. This suggests that conventional dieting causes greater muscle loss than IF programs. So I don't know. I would have to do more research in order to tell you the exact truth, or you can find out yourself. Yet, if you're curious, right? I am. I know that I'm going to keep looking for it. It's like, which is the truth? I mean, do I lose muscle or not? Like, I can't tell you because I haven't had a specific test, and I've been doing intermittent fasting for years. How many years? I don't know. 12 years vegan, maybe 5 years doing fasting or more. Yeah, at least, yes, approximately, or more. Anyway, so whether it's 5 years or 9 years, doesn't matter. The point is that I haven't noticed muscle loss in my case, except when I stop training. So I truly recommend that we all do what we need to do. And I'm not gonna recommend necessarily weight training because it may not be for you. That's why I really recommend that we do a one-on-one consult so that we can see what you could work on. Nutrition, exercise, and attitude. Those are, of course, the foundations of my program that I'm inviting you to. So if you're interested, click the link below, probably monicasancio.com, because I'm offering the masterclass to have your best body from the inside out. So a lot of what we talked about today, I will emphasize in the program to get your best body, but we'll also talk about mindset, of course, and movement that is fit for you, So yes, I could say in general, eating fruits, or let's say papaya, is amazing, like I said on my last episode. Yes, but maybe you don't like papaya. That would be a bummer, wouldn't it? But anyways, it's like I can tell you the best things for your health, but you're always going to decide. And it works better that way. So you decide what you're going to do, what you're going to think, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. And it's all going to be your process, your journey. And I'm so excited for you. And I'm going to be with you all the way to your success. Remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more, get physical, and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do want, what you do have. Let's be grateful. And you taking care of yourself and you being at your best in mind, body, emotions, and spirit, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Yay! I'm cheering for you. So amazing. Love and light. Take care. Till next time. Thank you.